The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, do you want to see me? Mr. Cranshaw, Miss Hawkins caught me as I was leaving. Said she thought you were looking for me.
Oh, yes, yes. Come in, driver. Won't you keep about a minute? Wanted to ask you something. Now, I don't want you to think I was snooping. I was in your office this afternoon when you were out, and I happened to see this little booklet on your desk. A shortcut to the great Swahili language.
Oh, that.
Are you studying Swahili?
Oh, well, no, not exactly. I mean, kind of funny thing happened last week. Seems there's a couple of twin girls in Betsy's second grade class who lived in Africa for 2 or 3 years. Their father's a mining engineer, and, well, it seems that they speak Swahili, and somehow Betsy, our little girl, seems to have picked it up.
Yes, yes.
Well, to make a long story short, we finally got in touch with this guy. His name is Jones. He said Betsy was speaking a real language. It was Swahili. Well, the only reason I brought this little booklet he gave me down to the office, some of these sentences, and it's kind of funny, like, there's too much wind today. It's bad for shooting elephants. I mean, I was just showing some of the guys in the office, you know.
I don't believe one word of that story.
I'm getting it. What do you mean?
Oh, my boy. You just can't come right out and admit you've been studying Swahili, can you? You're too modest. But it's one of the things I like about you. Anybody else would have seen to it that somehow I found out how clever they were. But not you.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Cranshaw.
Brilliant idea, Piper.
What?
I'll admit I wish I'd thought of it. Yeah, but I'll give the credit to you.
Oh, yeah, well, Mr. Cranshaw, the Swahili is an African language.
I know. Exactly where our company needs new business contacts. As you apparently realize. Well, Piper, instead of going to Europe on business this summer, you're going to Africa.
Since show business is the business of entertainment, performers are far from dull folk. This is a matter you'll have fun verifying each Sunday night when the Mitch Miller Show brings sparkling show business chatter your way over most of these CBS radio stations. Give Mitch Miller and his guests a listen and prove it to yourself. An average attendance at one of Mr. M's soirees might include a Broadway actress chatting about her craft with a comedian who's also chatting about show business with nimble wit. Around on the other side of the round table, you might well hear a singer try out a few songs for size on a film director or producer, also in attendance. No matter who's on hand for this happy open house, no matter what stars of the entertainment world are bandying the banter about, you can be sure a good time will be had by all, yourself included. Sunday nights, get better acquainted with your favorite limelight personalities on The Mitch Miller Show.
Oh, my goodness, here you are out here getting dinner, and I'm not lifting a finger to help. I'll peel potatoes.
Yes, yes, and what can I do?
Oh, no, not a thing, Aunt Martha. Aunt Effie, the potatoes are peeled. Now, you two just go back in the living room.
Oh, no, honestly, I haven't done a thing all day. Martha and I just had the best time looking over all the travel folders. I was showing her all the tours we can take.
Well, it sounds fine.
Oh, well, it just sounds so exciting. Of course, I still haven't made up my mind definitely to go with.
Oh, yes, you have, Martha. Now, I know you.
I must say it would be fun.
You go back in the living room, Martha. Look over those folders on Italy. Go on now, while I help in the kitchen.
Well, if you're sure there's nothing I can do.
No, not a thing, Aunt Martha. Run along.
Well, if you want me to do anything, just call.
No, there's nothing. Aunt Effie, it's hard to say this, because I know how anxious you are to have your sister go to Europe with us, and you've been so excited all day, I just hated to say anything, but I feel that
I'm anxious to have her go. My dear child, I'm not anxious to have her go with us to Europe.
I thought you were.
No, no, what could I say? First she thinks it's terrible I'm using my savings to go to Europe. Then she gets enthusiastic and decides to go, too. And let me tell you something. The truth is, Martha wouldn't enjoy herself 1 minute. She cannot put up with the slightest inconvenience. She is the kind of person that when you travel with her, she complains all the time. Believe me, you would not enjoy traveling with her.
Well, Aunt Effie, if she goes, I won't be traveling with her. She was going to stay here and keep house and take care of Betsy and Bobby, wasn't she, if you went with me?
Wasn't she?
Well, yes.
Yes. Oh, I don't know where my mind has been. I never thought of that. Never thought of it.
Well,
I'll just go and tell her she can't go and remind her of that.
Oh, no, Aunt Effie, you can't do that.
No. No, I guess not. I suppose the best thing is just to try and discourage her from going in a very subtle way. And frankly, I don't think it'll take much doing. She's already started to worry about whether or not it's safe to drink the water.
Oh, well, if you think she wouldn't enjoy herself anyhow, you know...
I know she wouldn't. She'd be sorry every minute she ever went there. Hello.
Hi.
Then what we ought to do, hello, dear, is just tell Aunt Martha, you know, honey, listen, we've got a problem.
Sure. You're telling me.
Well, it is a problem, honey, because
Look,
Aunt
you
Martha...
don't know the half of it.
Now, what I was just saying is, dear, that Martha loves the idea of a trip, but she's always sorry she went.
Sure.
Just like spending the winter in Arizona with Carol, where she couldn't wait to go. Well, now she's been telling me how sorry she is. She went
Yeah, well, anyhow, I want to tell you about Crenshaw.
Yeah, well,
sometimes I think that boss of mine is off his rocker. He happened to see this booklet on Swahili that I took to the office just for the fun of it, you know. And I was telling him about Betsy.
Don't go into all that now. We want to tell you our idea about Aunt Martha while she can't hear us.
Well,
Aunt Effie feels it would be all wrong for Aunt Martha to go to Europe anyhow.
But we have to figure out some tactful way to discourage her.
Yes,
you see,
dear.
No,
Aunt Martha.
But if I could just get a word in edgewise, I would like to...
Oh, well, hello. Well, I didn't hear you.
Hi. Hi, Aunt Martha.
I was just reading this folder about hotels in Europe, and it says, private bath where possible.
Yes.
Where possible? My goodness, I certainly have to have my bath in the morning, and I don't want to go traipsing down the hall to a public bathroom.
Well, Aunt Martha, and traveling, sometimes there are inconveniences.
Look, will you? None of you need to worry about any possible inconveniences traveling to Europe. I am not going to Europe.
What?
That is right. My plans are in the process of being changed.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, after all this...
And changed to what? You're not taking a trip?
Oh, yes. Africa.
Africa? You're joking.
Oh, now, honey.
Africa, I tell you. So if you're all making plans to go with me on my business trip, you better reorganize your wardrobe. Cork helmets, shorts, thin dresses, pills for malaria, or whatever they take now. Although I know nothing about it, I suspect that July and August along the equator is known as the hot, dry season.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what the hotels are like in the jungle, Aunt Martha, but of course we'll be going to places like Nairobi and Djibouti and Leopoldville. I guess they're all fairly modern, those, but I don't know that each room has a private bath.
Oh, really? I can't believe it.
Oh, I think it sounds so exciting.
Exciting?
Oh, yes. Well, I've always wanted to go to Africa. Won't you?
Well, yes. Oh, sure. It'd be fun.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's the matter with you two. All those wild animals?
Well, I hope we see some wild animals. Will we?
I don't know. Probably not. After all, we're not going on a safari.
Oh, yes. Can't we take a week off and just take one little safari?
Oh, Aunt Effie.
Yes.
But you know, it might be fun at first.
Yeah, I know. What if you get a toothache in the middle of the jungle? Or pick up some tropical disease? Or get bitten by a snake?
Oh, Martha. One reason you've never had any fun out of life is that you're scared of everything. Take a chance once in a while. You're still what I said you were when you were 10 years old. A scaredy cat.
Well, I'd rather be a live scaredy cat than a dead one.
Uh-huh.
And the truth is, I don't think I want to go on any trip anywhere with you, Effie. You're too reckless and embarrassing.
Oh.
I think it's time you acted your age.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Aunt Martha. Really, dear, it was clever, but I do think you carried it a bit too far.
Me? What?
It was fun, and it gave Martha an excuse for not going, which is what she wanted anyhow.
I know, Martha. How in the world did you think of such a fantastic story on the spur of the moment?
Wonderful.
Why is it hard to keep a straight face? Africa.
That's where I'm going. It is. I'm not kidding you. The European trip is off. I tried to tell you when I walked in here.
It's off.
You know Crenshaw. Suddenly an idea hits him and he's off like a burst of fireworks. Actually, he thought it was my idea that I was learning Swahili to prepare myself for our export-import trade in Africa. Brilliant, brilliant. That's what he called me. A man who looks ahead to the future. So, Lister, what do you do when somebody calls you, you're brilliant? I mean, you don't pipe up and say, look here, I never thought of such a nutty idea myself.
You mean you are really going to be sent to Africa?
Captain Cranshaw is hysterical with excitement. No. He thinks it's a great idea to spring on the head office in New York. He's checking with him now. He's going to call me tonight.
Africa?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've had a picture of myself dancing in a lovely new dress somewhere in Paris. Now I just see myself looking like Katharine Hepburn in The African Queen, drifting on a riverboat through the jungle, fanning myself with a temperature 120. I'm not sure I'll go, dear.
Oh, you're as bad as Martha. I'll go. And if we could get in one little safari, I'd certainly like to take a crack at bagging an elephant.
Honestly, Aunt Effie, when will we know, dear?
I hope tonight.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, schools are only buildings, but they're much more to parents whose children attend them. When your children and mine are in those buildings, they take on a personal importance. They influence the futures of our young people. Schools are only buildings, but to ignore them is to ignore those precious futures. We do the very minimum for our young when we take part in community efforts to build better schools. If we do less, we flagrantly shortchange our own. If your community is like many, the chances are there's a real and growing need for better schools, better schoolrooms, higher teaching standards, new textbooks, and more room. This miracle won't come about without help from all of us. If you want to give that help but don't know how, write to Better Schools, 9 East 40th Street, New York 16, New York. That's Better Schools, 9 East 40th Street, New York 16, New York.
Ah, that's all right, Mr. Cranshaw, yes. Yes, it was a great idea while it lasted. Yes, all right. Fine. See you tomorrow. Good night, sir.
Well, I'm almost scared to ask. We're not going to Africa. We're still going to Europe.
That is right. Why, the main office in New York thought the guy was crazy.
They say so?
Oh, no, no. But I could tell the way he talked. Trouble with Cranshaw is he gets what he thinks is a great idea and he charges ahead without thinking it over. Why, the New York company already has two representatives in Africa. Why didn't Cranshaw know that? I tell you, sometimes I wonder how he got where he is.
Well, it hasn't been so long since his company merged with this New York one. I suppose he doesn't know all the ins and outs yet. Well, I'm relieved, aren't you?
Oh, well, I didn't really think it would happen, but when you work with Cranshaw, anything can happen. Well, Aunt Effie will be disappointed.
Oh, yes, Aunt Effie in her safari.
Yeah.
Aunt Effie!
No, she took Aunt Martha down to the train.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, time for our language lesson, I guess. Should we study French or Italian tonight?
Oh, well, I know French. Let's do the Italian, huh?
All right, then.
Oh, boy, what a day.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Kathleen Commages, and Raymond Branley, and is produced by Walter Hart.